Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight's topic, GOP, now on cruise control. Let's get right to it, shall we? Get on board the cruise train. The Tebster is going head-to-head with the Trumpster. Let's get ready to rumble. In today's five primaries, Saturday, March the 5th, we had Maine, Kentucky, Kansas, and Louisiana, and Nebraska. Cruz comes in with two upsets, winning both Kansas, 48% to 23% for Trump, and Maine, 46% to 33% for Trump. The dump has to be wondering what's going on. Right? Well, simple. Cruz has a prodigious field operation, a door-to-door canvassing organized at the precinct level, and each county headed up by a Cruz operative. Trump has approximately a 100-delegate lead, but with the upcoming March primaries, March the 8th, Michigan, Mississippi, and Hawaii, March the 15th, Ohio, Florida, Illinois, North Carolina, and March the 22nd, Arizona and Utah, Cruz could be well within striking range of Trump and with enough of a clout to deny Trump the necessary majority of delegates, approximately 1,273, to secure the GOP nomination at their convention in July in Cleveland, Ohio. It seems that Thursday night's debate in Detroit has propelled Cruz's campaign to a higher orbit as Donald Trump was being savaged on stage by both Rubio and Cruz. The donations are sure to rapidly pick up for Cruz. We can expect to see some slippage in Trump's national standing, state by state, as this primary season continues. Cruz has found his footing and is poised to pounce on virtually everything that comes out of Trump's mouth between now and June. Rubio finished no better than third in any of the primaries today. It is safe to say that his campaign is pretty much over. Thing is certain, the GOP convention will be no picnic. The Cruz campaign is the likely alternative at this stage to the Trump campaign, and while the GOP leadership is not enthralled with Ted Cruz, they are definitely outright flabbergasted by Donald Trump. They will move heaven and earth to facilitate a Ted Cruz nomination before pulling the plug on both campaigns and throwing it open to a full-scale convention brawl. Stay tuned. Break out the old granddad whiskey and hunker down for civil unrest and tear gas in Cleveland this summer. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide. And yes, it ought to be pretty obvious to everyone by now that the Republicans, the GOP, are thoroughly drenched in their own formaldehyde.